Hey guys, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Piece by Piece podcast. Y'all been rocking and rolling with me for a minute, and I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. We are winding down season two. Season three is prepped, planned, and almost ready to go. I had a couple people let me know, like, sis, you can't keep us waiting until January. So I might do some sneak peeks. I might give y'all a little taste, little razzle dazzle of what we have to come. But for now, today we are gonna get into our topic. Today, y'all, we are talking about self-sabotage. Yeah. Had to pause on that because it's a little heavy. So for those of you who don't know, and I'm sure everybody know, but we just gonna do a little refresher, you know what I'm saying? So I had to look up definition and we'll go into it. So self-sabotage is when we actively or passively take steps to prevent ourselves from reaching our goals. This behavior can affect nearly every aspect of our lives, be it a relationship, a career goal, or a personal goal. And then it goes into, it says, like, self-sabotage erodes your self-confidence and self-esteem and affects your relationships with others. With every failed attempt to do the thing you want, you prove to yourself that you can't or shouldn't do it. And then it just goes in to talk about, it's normal to feel afraid of rejection, failure, and other emotional pain. These things are generally not fun to deal with, so you take steps to avoid them. This becomes problematic when the steps you take involve self-sabotage. To manage this fear, work on accepting the realities of failure and pain. So, with that, gotta share a couple of stories. I recently was kind of going through something just with choosing, as you guys know, I just started a new job, and I contemplated leaving my job. I was at my previous job for 9 years. So, like, literally, I want to say it was like 9 years, 8 months. Like, so this past August would have made 10 years that I was at my job. No. It was 8 years, 8 months. Because it would have been 9 years in August, and it would have made 10 years next year, 2022. So I was at a job for almost 9 years, held multiple positions. Everybody at work loved me, XYZ. But I spent a lot of time, got a lot of different job offers, got interviews, got callbacks, got hired at a job. And before the ink was dry on the contract, I turned it down. I'm scared. Like, I didn't know what to do. I'm like, am I going the right direction? So many people telling me, no, you deserve it, this is not. Other people like, yeah, I don't know if you should work there because this is this, da, da, da. But in my mind, I knew, like, I had to move forward for me. And now that I have my master's, like, I've been talking to some people, like, oh, like, what do you want to do? Do you want to stay where you are? X, Y, and Z? Do you want to work in a mental health facility? This is this. And I've just been really, like, hesitant, just trying to figure out what I want to do, as well as a couple other things in my life. And I had a conversation with one of my friends, and I'm going to read y'all the text that she sent me. We were just kind of going back and forth about jobs and different things like that. And she kind of checked me. I didn't tell her this, so when she listens, she's going to know I'm talking about her because she made me cry. She said, get what you're worth at a job and start there. You deserve to be making more than what you're making. Take yourself out of the box you've put yourself in and allow God to show you what you need. Ain't no way with a bachelor's degree you should have accepted anything less than X. And that's the dollar amount, whatever. And we were having a conversation, like, about relationships, kind of wrapped into that too. And it just came to me just as far as, like, we have to learn our worth, not only in this aspect or this aspect. We have to learn our worth throughout our life, especially as women. Where your job is concerned, and make sure you're being paid with your worth, making sure you're being paid what you're worth in a relationship, and making sure that you're receiving what you're worth, you're receiving what you're giving, you're receiving what you're putting out. In friendships, making sure that the people that you're friends with and everything that you're pouring into them, they're pouring that back into you. With your co-parents, making sure that if we co-parenting and we supposed to be going half, like we're both invested in our child. So in so many different aspects, we have to know our worth and stand firm in that. And I think for me, my self-sabotage came where it was just like, oh, well, I'm filling out these job applications and this is telling me I need to be able to do this, this, and this. And I would talk myself out of it. Well, I don't know how to do that. I only know how to do that a little bit. I know how to do this, but I don't know how to do that. And my friend read over a couple job descriptions and she's like, you do all of that now. They worded it differently because they want you to question yourself for coming in. They want to try to offer you a lower wage or whatever the case. And it was one of those things where it was just like, you're questioning yourself and you're going to go into that interview with that same mentality and they're going to know. If we offer her a couple dollars more than what she's making, she good. You have to set that bottom line, that baseline to say, I'm not going no lower than this. Same thing with relationships. I recently talked to somebody and they told me they were like in an abusive relationship or something like that. And now the person that they're dating is amazing, but they don't do this, this, and this. They don't hit me like that person did. And they don't cheat on me, but they still don't do this, this, and this. So even something like that, like realizing that, yeah, like they don't do this stuff, but they still not doing everything you require, sis. And we self-sabotage ourselves by sometimes it's not even doing anything to step away. It's sometimes just being stagnant, or sometimes it's just accepting the bare minimum or mediocrity because we know that we're worth more, but this is better than what the last person gave me. This is better than what the last job gave me. They treat me better than that friend treated me. They do more for my child than this baby daddy parent, or than my sister's baby daddy parent, than my cousin's baby mama parent, whatever. It's still self-sabotage because you know your worth and you know that you shouldn't be accepting less than. And for me, it was those things, but it was also going into a job, they loved me, they loved everything, and I still in my head was like, but what if I go there and they don't like me? What if I go there and I can't build a rapport with the student? What if I go there and the parents don't like me? What if I go there and it's too much? What if I get that car and I lose my job? What if I get this house and it becomes too expensive? What if I start this business and nobody buys what I'm selling? Whatever. What if I start this? This is the real one. What if I start this podcast and nobody listens? What if I start this business and nobody supports me? What if nobody buys anything? What if I run for this and nobody votes for me? And a lot of it is a mental thing because you're telling yourself that people aren't going to support you. This relationship ain't going to work because the rest of them didn't work. This job ain't going to work because that last job they had you effed up. This friendship ain't going to work because that last friend was jealous of you or that last friend competed with you. So we tell ourselves so many things instead of being hopeful, instead of being optimistic, instead of putting ourselves in places to know that we're worth so much more than what we tell ourselves. And a couple of the things that like it talks about, like as far as self-sabotage, the number one thing is you have to understand what self-sabotage is. And the second is recognizing those habits of self-sabotage. When you're getting ready to talk yourself out of something, when you're getting ready to walk away from something and you haven't even looked at all the facts and you just going off, you just turn the opposite way because you're scared, which in most cases is because you're scared of the unknown. Talks about identifying the root causes, going back to why you feel this way. Because for me, if I get a feeling that I had before, I'm assuming that it's going to turn out that way. So let me just walk the other way now. Even if it's a new person, new situation, new whatever, if I get any inkling, which typically is most times anxiety, if I get any inkling of a feeling that feels like something I felt before and I see how that turned out, I ain't even going there. this is a big one. Take time for self-reflection, putting yourself in a position where you can sit back and think. You can write the thoughts out. You can do the pros and cons list to weigh your options, different things of that nature. Finding that inner positive voice, which I'm still working on. I'm learning how to tell myself. A big one for me is I wake up, something will go wrong, whatever, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to have a bad day. Versus, that was a bad 2 minutes. We're going to step back. We're going to listen to a song. We're going to read an affirmation, and we're going to move forward with this because we don't got time. This is a big one. Changing your pattern of behavior. So that thought process, I had to realize, is that my intuition or is that my anxiety? Your intuition and your anxiety are two different things. Your intuition is telling you, yeah, something don't feel right, let me move around. Your anxiety is telling you, sis, what if this happened? What if X, Y, and Z? All of these bad things, because your anxiety is prone to worrying. Your anxiety is prone to making you worry about the unknown and things that aren't even going to happen. So you got to change that thought process. You got to change those patterns and those things that you think. The next thing is make small, meaningful changes. Now, when I go into situations, before I even go into the situation, weighing my pros and cons. Because if on paper, I can list out all of these things, then a lot of it is my anxiety. So I gotta put myself in a position where I can maneuver through those negative thoughts, through those negative emotions, through that worry, through that fear, and push myself forward. Because the only thing that can keep me stagnant is me. And then the last thing it says, to set goals and make plans. And as we all know, like I tell the teenagers I work with, your goals are like a pizza, a full pizza. You take that pizza and it's cut into slices. Each slice is going to make up the whole pizza, but you take a goal by slices. If you want to save $1,000, each slice is $10. Each slice is $100. You can take that slice and each bite is $10. So every check, you save up $10 until you get to 100. Now you done ate a slice. Now you move on to the next slice. Something as simple as that. Like, we have to be able to break down our goals and not just have these 50-foot pictures without realizing you still got to take the stairs to get to that top floor. You know what I mean? We just don't all start at the penthouse on the top floor with the big office with the amazing view. Some of us don't start in the office. Some of us start in the cubicle. You know what I mean? So breaking down those goals and figuring out how to make plans to get through it. My biggest thing for me as far as self-sabotage and depression and anxiety were noticing the signs of when I was going through certain stuff. My intuition would kind of be like, yes, something don't feel right, we're gonna move this way. My anxiety was more so like I get physical symptoms. My stomach will hurt. I start to get headaches. I start to get migraines. Different things of that nature. So I know if I don't got none of those symptoms, it's my intuition. So we can move forward. We just need to be hesitant, make sure all our T's are crossed, all our I's are dotted before moving forward. And making sure, you know what I mean, like I tell my daughter's learning how to be independent and wants to cross the street to get a car from daycare by herself. She looking both ways before she crossed the street. She listening to see if she hear anything. Even if she don't see a car, listening for a car. You know what I mean? So same thing in life. You have to make sure that you're observant. Make sure that if you don't see nothing, you still keeping your ear open, keeping your ear to the ground, you know what I mean? And just making sure that we're watching those things and we're observant to all the things that are going on around us and all the things that play a role in whatever decision that we're trying to make, keeping our eyes open. Just really making sure that when it comes to things like self-sabotage, especially, we can't talk ourselves out of our wins. God could be trying to set something in our lap and we run the opposite way because, yeah, no, God, that looks scary. I ain't trying to go there. Let me just stay here in this mediocre job. Let me just stay here where I'm making enough money and I'm comfortable. Let me just stay here in this relationship where, yeah, he a good man, but is he giving me what I need? Let me just stay here in this car because it run good, but I make enough money still being able to save and do this and do that. We deserve nice things. Don't be scared of something that God put it in your lap, something you can't refuse. You know what I'm saying? And that, like I said, it comes in many different capacities. Friendships, relationships, jobs, nice things, being invited to the table. That's a big one. Because we always question why we wasn't invited to the table. And then when God does invite us to the table, or we get invited to the table, now we questioning why we got invited. That ain't how it works. Yeah, you can step over here and you can build your own table. But if you get invited to the table, know that you're meant to be there. Know that God made your seat there. Even amongst people that you may not even be on the same level with them. If God put you at the table, you deserve to be there. And that goes to any aspect of your life. And we really and truly have to believe that in order to strive and in order to move forward. So I say this, going to your next day, going to your next job, going to your next relationship, going to everything in front of you, knowing that if God put you there, it's for you. Watch the signs, make observations, set your goals, and if it's for you, it's for you, and you're going to win, and there's nothing that can stop that. Keep winning, sis. Peace.